Hi there, my name's Josh Chandler, and I'd like to welcome you to the first inaugural, perhaps a week late, podcast in the Windows Media Updates podcast. For those who didn't manage to check out my blog, I'd just like to let you know I'm very apologetic for the fact that I couldn't get the podcast out last week. I've just no idea how much stuff I've been up to recently. It's been a nightmare. But anyway, I managed to get it started this week, so I'd just like to introduce myself. My name's Josh Chandler, and I run the site windowsmediaplayerupdates.com. Now, the full URL of that is http://windows-media-player-updates.com. If you just head on over there, you'll find some great resources. Well, at the moment, not too many of them. I'm gradually building it up at the moment. Lots of different content going out there. I'd love for you to sort of use the contact link on the form there to get in contact and let me know what you're thinking about the website, any feedback on articles, and make sure to check out the newsletter as well. There's a free newsletter there which will keep you updated monthly with new Windows Media updated news. Missing out a word there. Anyway, let's just get into the first news story of the week. The first news story I've come across today is about the MPAA, the main organisation which represents the movie industry. Similar to the RIAA, if you've heard of those people, the record industry, the music people, they're very, very big at the moment on, or obviously they have been for the last few years, about people downloading illegally off peer-to-peer networks such as LimeWire or eDonkey. Basically, this article I found, they've got to find ways on how they're going to stop these people, and this new software which has come out called Media Defender is now sort of being launched on some networks, and it will literally then pretend to offer the person a whole download of a movie. And then it also offers, it says it offers this miraculous new program which offers fast and easy downloading all in one great site. Which, I mean, sounds great to some people because there are always this problems of what speeds you get and stuff. So yeah, I think people will be very drawn to that. And so once they start doing that, of course, that's not really a program which is that amazing. It's actually just a little way for these companies, these movie industry companies, to come and look in and say, hey, wait a second, we see there's some illegal files on your system, we'd like to come and talk to you about that. And then you obviously know what happens from there. The article I found on ZeroPay.com goes into detail about what goes on with the service, and they show you as well that the whois of the URL is actually registered to the Media Defender, which obviously implies that this is definitely not a site which is going to be on your side. It's definitely on the movie industry side. So just if you're really going to want to do that, I wouldn't recommend going to that site because you're going to be caught. But it's a great way, I believe, for them to try and catch up. So they're having big problems at the moment. It's been going on for years, and they're having big problems with trying to stop all this movie piracy. So I think it's a brilliant idea to try and, you know, bring in some software, however invasive it may be. Okay, next story. Now, for those of you who may be a Windows Media Center user, whether it's the Windows Vista Media Center or Windows XP Media Center, I'm sure you've been using it for mostly TV mainly. I think it's been the big thing that a Media Center PC has been used for, because obviously that's what they've been touted as. So not only can you take your pictures and your music and, you know, other media, you've got your TV. I think that's what's really brought people towards that kind of area, the Media Center area. And this article here on zdnet.com/au, it tells us that the consumers may be warming slowly to the benefits of a Media Center PC, which is true. But however, it says, but most businesses are still unaware that this steadily growing market promises new potential revenue streams. Which, I mean the way they're talking about that is simply that they're saying content is, you know, needed to be put on here. People are spending thousands of pounds on these massive massive machines, and there's all this amazing power behind them, yet they go on and they find barely any content. I mean, it depends where you are in the world. Obviously, US, I believe, gets a bit more than other countries, but it's the way the content providers decide to put their content around the world, distribute it around the world. And, you know, I think what they're saying really is that the businesses are just trying to, they're not really getting onto the fact that they need to put more content out there. If they're going to get more business, they can, you know, put advertisements on there, stick something on there that's just going to make the user experience a bit better. And I think, you know, they were talking at a Microsoft conference the other day, and it's just saying, you know, the Microsoft's Media Center Edition is singled out for its ability to marry a generally used computing platform, which is true, because it's literally such a perfect combination. If the content is there and businesses are there to advertise, you know, it's perfect, because the user is wanting to, you know, not only enjoy the entertainment and content on the programs they watch and whatever. Some may be interested, not all, because I know Americans especially love their TiVos and they love, you know, skipping adverts and stuff. I know back here in the UK, I certainly have something similar to a TiVo, which is it just really helps when you're watching stuff and you can skip through the adverts. But I mean, Juice has done something really good. They've started building in their adverts in towards the content as you're watching it. I mean, of course, it's not intrusive, so it's not literally in your face, but you find that it's just there, and it's just something that's quite related to what you're doing most of the time anyway. And I think that's what really needs to be done with advertising. It doesn't need to be, you know, stop the program, this is an advertisement. You know, businesses need to realize that consumers just aren't really that bothered about advertisements. I think the skipping feature on TiVo shows that. I think this whole problem that the companies were then starting to sort of try and see if they could put a lock on a device which could then stop people from skipping adverts, which is absolutely ludicrous. I mean, it's just terrible. You think that these content owners just decide that they want to, you know, restrict people from skipping an advert. I mean, people don't want to watch the adverts half the time, and they just want to enjoy the content. But it's obviously, you know, these businesses are being perhaps coaxed towards these revenue streams, which could be opened if they try and do a bit more, which obviously I think would be great. But it has to be done the right way. If it's done literally, you know, stop the program, here's an advert, you know, there's no point whatsoever. It's just a waste of time, if you ask me. Next story I've got for you. Well, obviously, it's not quite a story, it's just a little thing. Obviously, Microsoft Surface was announced earlier this week, and a brand new tabletop device, which, to me, as I look at it right now, is just one huge, huge thing, which I can never, ever, ever, ever see anyone having in their home. I mean, right now, they're giving it a price tag of around £10,000. $10,000, sorry. Which is obviously not in the, you know, price of anyone who could afford it, which is a shame. But, you know, it is such an amazing bit of technology that I wouldn't really expect it to be any cheaper. But the idea behind the Microsoft Surface is it literally is a tabletop PC. But not just a tabletop PC, it is actually a touch-sensitive tabletop PC. So you can, the brilliant thing about it, there's loads of videos on YouTube or whatever of how it works and stuff. But I'll just give you a brief description of what it is. So say you've got the table on the floor, obviously, and you have some photos. So usually on a computer you just see them on the screen, and that's all very well. But with Microsoft Surface you can interact with them a little bit more. What you can do is literally you just get your finger and you drag it across, and it will move the photo around literally straight away, real time. There's no sort of waiting or anything, no loading bar or anything. It's just there, it just does it, it's great. And as it moves along, you can then pick up other photos and then take them along, and you can double click them and they expand out. So that's one use of it. Another use is playing your music. So you're going to be downloading Windows Media content from sites such as MSN Music or the Zune Store, And this will allow you to put them straight onto the tabletop PC, the Surface PC, and play them straight off. I mean, would be great. It's kind of like, you could almost have it, I thought anyway, you could have it as a brilliant replacement for a coffee table. And, or perhaps not put the coffees on top of it, but you know what I mean? It's a social type of thing, you know? You can just literally, you'd be playing the music, and people can then change it themselves. They can literally touch it, and it will change them so that they can do that. I mean, this is a brilliant device, but right now the price tag is just way, way too out of reach of most people, unfortunately, including myself, which just takes the mick. But, also, another great thing that it can do is to, if you're in a cafe, you can order your food using this, and it will bring you up a little interactive menu, which will then allow you to, the computer just went funny. Okay, that's good, sorry. so what was I saying? Oh yeah, about the ordering the food. You can literally... It's quite funny, actually. There's this brilliant parody at break.com, a Microsoft parody. It's very, very funny. Very, very clever as well. It's talking about, you know, how there's no social interactions. I mean, at the end of the day, it may be that, you know, you just do all your stuff via this table, but I think this table's going to open up so much more opportunity than people can see right now. I really do. I just think that there's so much more this table's really going to do. But obviously we won't be able to find out as people with smaller bank accounts and a load of rich people. Hopefully once the price starts to come down, more and more people will buy it, it will get into homes, and I think that's another way of bringing the interactivity to the home. I mean, Bill Gates has achieved his idea of a PC in every home now, virtually. I think he's now, or Microsoft certainly, are definitely changing to this whole interactive thing now. And certainly Microsoft Surface is behind it 100%, and I really do think it's going to do very well. And if I just look at it now, I'm on the Microsoft Surface website, which is Microsoft.com/Surface. And it's a small flash animation, it takes you through every single stage. Well, I'm just looking at, you can look at lots of different sections. There's Experience Surface, Origins, and there's little videos as well via Microsoft Soapbox, which you can view, and it will tell you. But I'm just looking at the Origins page right now, and it tells me that in 2001 this device started to come into the brainstorming concept time. I mean, from what I understand as well, lots of people before this had managed to get this to work, but it seemed that seems that Microsoft had the budget to get it going, which is, you know, which is good, because obviously the people who did the work, you know, it helps towards this, and without them, Microsoft Surface might not have been what it was. But certainly, it's a bit of a shame that Microsoft did have that money and that no one could start up a new company with it. But I think what Microsoft will do with it very well is take the software and just implement it to the full extent that it needs to be put on, and I really think that'll help a lot. And so anyway, that's Microsoft Surface. It's a quite short podcast this week, so I've got to get going in a couple of minutes. So I'd like to thank you for listening. Just remember to head on over to windowsmediaplayerupdates.com. The URL again is www.windows-media-player-updates.com. If you just head over there, I'd really appreciate it. Just have a check out. Make sure to tell your friends all about the website and about this podcast. And I'd just like to take this time now, just before I go, just to thank Jellycast.com for being my podcast host. You head over there, there's lots of great deals and podcast plans, and they're a really good service. I've been using them for about a year now, and I've not had a problem with them at all, and it's been absolutely brilliant. So if you just go and check out there, and be sure to, when you're on my site on Windows Media Player Updates.com, be sure to sign up for the free newsletter, which is monthly. Lots of news, lots of exciting stuff, and it'll also be a way for me to sort of tell you about new stuff which is going on with me and with the site and with anything else I've got going on, really. So anyway, I'd just like to thank you for listening, and I will see you next week. Goodbye.